This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Details of Montana freshman Republican U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy's April 11th emergency landing in a field near Ennis are still unclear, but a Federal Aviation Administration investigation found that the senator was piloting when he landed with a belly flop airplane crash landing. Sheehy was piloting a Czechoslovakian fighter jet-style trainer plane. Sheehy was flying the jet from the Polaris Ghost Squadron, a private collection of high-performance jets owned by astronaut and NASA administrator Jared Isaacman. The Ghost Squadron is housed on the outskirts of Belgrade at Yellowstone International Airport, also home to Bridger Aerospace, an aerial wildfire-fighting business started by Sheehy. The FAA investigation found that Sheehy failed to lower the L-39's landing gear when Sheehy crash-landed the jet. Sheehy also is not qualified on the type of jet he was flying. The Montana Constitution Roadshow is hosting an event called The Montana Constitution, A Shared Heritage, at Bridger Brewing in Three Forks, Friday, May 15th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The Montana Constitution Roadshow will host an engaging discussion about one of Montana's greatest achievements, our state constitution. Ratified in 1972, the Constitution was created by Montanans for Montanans to reflect the values, priorities, and hopes of our state's people. The presentation will uncover unique features of the Montana Constitution, including the right to know and the right to hold government accountable, explore the Constitution's historical context and lasting importance in protecting the rights of all Montanans, and highlight the interplay between our state's three branches of government through stories, insights, and a visual presentation. The Montana Constitution, A Shared Heritage event welcomes everyone to the presentation at Bridger Brewing in Three Forks, Friday, May 15th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Former U.S. Transportation Secretary and 2020 presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg will headline a rally in Butte on Sunday, May 17th, for a proposed ballot initiative that would ban corporate money in Montana politics. The initiative, called the Montana Plan, would prohibit corporations from contributing anything of value to candidates, political parties, or state or local ballot issues. Organizers are trying to get 30,000 ballot qualifying signatures for Initiative 194, and to rally support, they contacted Buttigieg, the former two-term mayor of South Bend, Indiana, after learning that he had mentioned Initiative 194 during a podcast interview. Initiative organizers have until June 19th to produce roughly 30,000 signatures from registered Montana voters. Jeff Mangan, former commissioner of political practices in Montana, said that about 17,000 signatures have been collected since late March. Mangan is the lead organizer for the Transparent Election Initiative and says that I-194, the Montana Plan, is an initiative to reset past state limits on corporate spending in campaigns, limits that were overturned in 2010 when the U.S. Supreme Court, in Citizens United versus the Federal Elections Commission, equated money spent on political messaging with free speech and ruled that such spending is a First Amendment right. The Montana initiative bans spending by artificial persons, nonprofits, trusts, partnerships, corporations, trade associations, or unincorporated associations. The penalty for violating the ban is being refused a license to do business in Montana. Spending in Montana campaigns rapidly escalated following the Citizens United ruling. Spending by candidate committees and third parties in Montana's 2024 U.S. Senate race totaled a record $300 million. Similar initiatives have been launched in Pennsylvania and Hawaii. The May 17th event in Butte will focus on the influence of money in politics. Doors for the town hall open at 1 p.m. Attendees must reserve a spot online at pete.montanaplan.org. The event will also be live streamed. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.